Well, the armed forces are putting together an Air Force advisory panel. And they've got a whole list of to-dos, and they needed to find a panel. They needed to find people to fill the panel that would be able to advise and maybe provide insight and strategically located from different parts of the country because geographically, everybody's able to provide something differently. So they called on Candace Miller, who, as I understand it, left Capitol Hill for a reason. And then for what? And then there she is, right back in D.C., getting pulled back in. The Macomb County Public Works Commissioner joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. They just, you can't stay away, can you?
Let me tell you what, Chris. I left Capitol Hill, I think, for all the right reasons. And I go back to the Pentagon and to the Hill for all the right reasons, hopefully.
Good.
To really, you know what, just as you sort of laid it out there, how can we best, every one of us, but in this case, I have a special role to play, hopefully, to support our brave men and women who, you know, protect our liberty and democracy and freedom each and every day. So I'm happy to do this.
So you'll be a member of the Air and Space Force Civic Leaders Program. You'll provide ideas and feedback to advise the Secretary of the Air Force, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, Chief of Staff to Space Operations and other senior leaders about what can be accomplished and the public perception of what needs to be done. And obviously, your situation, your position in Macomb County, which is where Selfridge is incredibly important to our Air Force. What was the dialogue when you were brought in, and I guess what's kind of the mission going forward?
Well, you know, you laid it out again very well. You have about 35, 40 people from all around the country, every one of them sort of hand-selected by the Secretary of the Air Force and the Chief of the Air Force and Chief of Space Operations, and almost all of them, most of them, I would say, are really sort of there to advocate for their particular air installation in their part of the country. And almost all of them are active duty. Now, there was myself and one other person who are there advocating for the Air Guard, which I think is incredibly important because really they're fully one third of the Air Force and Space Command. So incredibly important. And it's a way for me, obviously, to get our message about the strategic importance of Selfridge in front of the right people. But then, you know, really sort of their mission globally as well. And I will tell you the takeaway for me spending a couple of days at Andrews listening. And you know, you're briefed by the Secretary of the Air Force, mm-hmm. the four-star who, four-star Air Force chief, the four-star.
Just
Space
a four-star. That's it.
These guys are dazzling. That's the only way I can put it. Mm. They are dazzling. And I walked away from there feeling so much confidence in the people that are operating the mission here. But you know what the takeaway was? China, China, China. Yeah. That's what everybody talked about. And obviously they are incredibly, as all the military and armed forces are, very focused on what is happening with China and what does it portend for global security, certainly our national security going forward. It was a very, very enlightening to listen to. And none of this is classified, but it's a very high level brief. So
sure.
It was very, very interesting.
Candace Miller, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, kindly joining us. Candace, on a personal level, this has to be so special for you. I think anybody that has followed you at all, you have been an advocate for Selfridge and the Michigan National Guard. And let's be honest, not that long ago, you know, our northern border was in focal point with that UFO that was over Lake Huron that Sunday that everybody seemed to be following along on Twitter.
You know, I actually mentioned that to the Secretary of the Air Force and to the group. I said, look, we've had these balloons going over the country. And as disconcerting as it was, and whatever the conversation is about how we handled it, it happened. And what did those balloons do? They focused everybody's attention. I don't care who you are in America, unless you had your head in the sand, you knew that China had an observation, a spying balloon going right over the United States of America. So think about it. If I this is what I said, look, if you want to talk about China, 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 think of those balloons as your friend in a way, okay? Because they really focus the attention of everyone on what is going on in the world here and how dangerous what is happening with China is to us. I mean, just yesterday, you had Jinping, the president of China, at the Kremlin mm-hmm. with Putin just yesterday, you know, talking about their shared strategic vision. And I wish we were spending more time discussing that than some of the other issues of the day, because yeah. it's a very real thing for us. Absolutely real.
Well, and I think it rightly should be on the minds of these four-star generals, particularly in the Air Force, China, 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 because, look, with what we're seeing in the Pacific, and there is going to be a concerted effort and at least a preparedness from our Navy, because this will be largely a maritime conflict, according to military experts, if things go south with Taiwan. But the Air Force is going to play a huge role in that. And you're exactly right. When that balloon passed over our country for 5 days and nothing was done, everybody's looking up. Everybody's aware that the CCP is essentially watching you. And before, you know, it's almost out of sight, out of mind. If China has a majority stake in a company, people don't really know about it. But when you see a balloon flying over the skies, it's pretty obvious. And so, yeah, I think you guys are exactly right that there is the emphasis should be on China.
Yeah, and when you talk about if something happens with Taiwan, they don't seem to think it's if, it's when.
I know. Yeah. I just have to put the qualifier on because, I hope cooler heads prevail.
Well, we all do. But, you know, we have to look at it realistically. And the truth is, quite frankly, gentlemen, we have been engaged in the wrong neighborhood for the last 20 years with our military. Okay, while China has been eating our lunch and talking about it, naval strategically, you know, their naval ability, et cetera, the amount of resources that they have put into their Navy and all of their military, it's very sobering. So anyway, I'm delighted to be a member of this group. It's really interesting people from around the country. And the conversation was really, really fascinating. And you know, I want to keep advocating for Selfridge, right? I am very parochial in that way.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I got 30 seconds. What's the nuts and bolts? How often are you guys going to meet?
We meet once a year in D.C., and then they take a trip to some of the other military installations, the air installations. They're talking about doing something down at Cape Canaveral with a space launch to talk about the space program some more. So, you know, it's just a couple times a year, but it's very interesting.
All right, tell them to bring those new jets to Selfridge, will you please?
I already been telling them that, believe me.
Candace, those four-star generals did something good picking you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, there she is, Candace Miller, the Macomb County Public Works Commissioner and new panel member of the Air Force Advisory Panel. Really good stuff. Got to take a break. More next on the Paul W. Smith Show right here on WJR.